Good morning. All right, you have been reading Young Bloomsbury by Nino Strachey or Strachey, I'm not sure of the pronunciation.
I looked this up, actually, Catherine, and I think it's Strachey.
Oh, goodness.
She's related to Lytton Strachey, the spectacularly bearded historian who wrote about the Victorians a lot. But, yes, Young Bloomsbury. I'm going to put you on the spot, Catherine, actually, and say I assume everyone has heard of the original Bloomsbury set from before World War One. They're familiar to you?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Indeed. This is the generation after them. So it's not so much the generation of Aldous Huxley, Lytton Strachey, Virginia Woolf and Bertrand Russell, but these are the next lot down, if you like, the young artists, the intellectuals, aristocrats in a lot of cases, who threw spectacular parties, wrote, painted, often had weekends at Ham Spray House in Wiltshire, and who also challenged sexual attitudes and sexual identities in London in the 1920s and 30s. The author, Nino Strachey, has written quite a lot about what she calls queer politics. That's her word of choice. And a lot of the figures who appear in this entertaining, if not terribly deep, social history are people who certainly had original ideas. The cover is interesting. It's a spectacular photo of about six beautiful young people dressed in Jacobean or Elizabethan Pierrot-type costumes. And certainly a lot of the people who appear in Nino Strachey's book are striking. I hadn't heard of many of them, I have to say, Catherine. They seem to be rather second-level people in terms of achievement, but Eddie Sackville-West I had heard of, the novelist who dressed in black velvet and satin, the artist Stephen Tennant with his flowing waves of golden hair, a person who liked to sprinkle gold dust over himself. So, shall we say, a fairly visually spectacular and socially prominent group of people. And the book looks at the multitudinous relationships among them, the work that they produced, it's quite handsomely illustrated, and also tries to place them in their time as social markers, markers of a change in sexual attitudes, because these were the years when being queer, to use her word again, was liable to result in prosecution and savage imprisonment. So it's a book which attempts to cover all those aspects of things.
How impressed are you or not?
I'm impressed by her effort. It's a very conscientious book. It's very well researched. I can't help feeling that in some ways it reminds me of a Felicity Ferret gossip column with more, if you like, social weight and social significance attached. An entertaining read, Catherine. Spectacular subjects. Perhaps moderate effect, shall I say.
Thank you very much. David Hill has reviewed Young Bloomsbury by Nino Strachey, published by Hachette.